Just what's the biggest challenge with adjusting schematically to Jake's skill set?
Getting over Saturday is the hardest challenge right now. A little bit. Obviously, you lose the running of Trevor, which, you know, it was – so a lot was – you know, we put a lot of stuff in for that. So you just – we're going to adjust that a little bit more and hopefully hand it to our backs a little bit more.
And early on, I know Trevor got better before the injury, but that first couple series didn't really go very well off for the offense as a whole. What went wrong
there? First couple. No, I tell you, we had to just do a better job. We didn't play very well. We didn't coach very well. Our execution was not characteristic of how we've been all season. You know, so you just roll your sleeves up and you go back to work and you refocus. You know, the kids and the coaches and all of us. I mean, we're all in this thing together. So you watch a film and you're like, it's just one of those things where, man, we just got to be in the right place at the right time. And we weren't doing those type of things. So it's just a matter of us not playing very well executionally.
Was there anything you saw leading up to it that made you believe that was going to be the case?
No.
Right up front, Brent.
No, it's been said for decades that with offensive linemen, the ideal situation is to redshirt pretty much all of them, get them some seasoning back up, and then be, you know, starters as upperclassmen. How difficult does it make it when you're having to play these guys on the interior who are underclassmen, even a true freshman?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough you're exactly right, in the interior, right? I mean, those kids are a lot better when they're 22-year-old seniors and they're 18-year-old freshmen. And I think, and from what I see, I've never been an O-line coach, and you know, they're obviously very talented guys, but just in the length of the season, you know, you start to wear down a little bit, you know, physically, because they haven't, you know, spent 5 years in the weight room and done all those type of things. So it's a, and they're, and all those guys, man, I'm so excited that they're here, because they are going to be like, and they are, they're really good football players. And it's really good offensive line, and they've done a great job. And now it's just a matter of us, you know, just being a little, you know, we just got, the whole thing to me was we were just really, really loose on all our execution the whole day. And so we just got to tighten some things up.
Right side in the middle, Ben.
You know, Coach, is that one of the risks you have when you have a guy that runs so much that at some point that he could end up taking that hit that knocks him out for the year? Is that why guys are kind of skeptical about running their quarterbacks a whole lot?
I don't know. I think he's kind of built that way. You know, he's kind of built to be that type of player. You know, I've had guys get hurt from standing in the pocket. So, I think it's just part of the game. You know, those things happen. The funny thing was him diving to score a touchdown. It wasn't like it was actually getting hit that was the reason. But he'll bounce back. He's a tough guy, and hopefully that old AC joint tightens up quickly.
On the right side, Gabe.
No, you say you got to get the backs going a little bit more, but Trevor's such a huge part of helping spring those because of his, you got to pay
exactly.
So much attention to him. Can you take us through the challenge of trying to get those backs going without Trevor Knight back there?
Well, I think a lot of the stuff is it's a chance now, or and which I feel really good about, is our wide receivers become really much more involved in our running game than they have in the past, where it was mostly backs or Trevor. Right, so now you kind of just shift gears, and it's no different. How I've been running this offense for 8-10 years, you know, you go from a Brock Osweiler to a Brett Hundley. You just make some adjustments, and maybe there's not so much of the so-called zone read, where it's pull and run stuff, where it's more pull and throw type things for these quarterbacks.
Left side up front, Cease. Far left.
In your two decades as offensive coordinator, how many times have you lost your starting quarterback with like 3 or 5 games to go, and how'd that turn out?
Never.
Never? Okay.
I mean, two decades. Come on, I'm a hard time remember what I ate last night.
I think you might remember losing a quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's why I ask. Yeah.
Two decades. Let me think on that for a second, okay. Though.
Second question then. Your wide receivers.
You know what? Hold it. Okay. Yes. I did. In Minnesota, 1993, I had a guy named Tim Shade was my quarterback, and we lost him, and Scott Eckers came in just like this towards the end. And it's tough. And you know why it's tough? It's not tough because we think, all of a sudden there's a big drop in talent. What's tough is that's 8 weeks or 12 weeks of reps, you know, which obviously that makes you a better player the more reps you have. And usually like how we are, our second team quarterback doesn't get a lot of reps during the week of practice. So it's not like he's been getting just as many reps as Trevor for the last, 10 weeks during the week, because there's only so many reps in a day. So the tough thing is just getting him enough reps in the week, this week, getting him ready for the game.
Did that work out well with the Minnesota guy, second guy coming in?
Actually, turned out pretty good, yeah.
Another question I could ask about the search for maybe a third wide receiver to complement Kirk and Reynolds. Ricky Seals-Jones had a good start but had the injury, and he doesn't look the same, and Noel had the good fall camp. So where are you at to get that third option to wide receiver?
Those two, yeah. I mean, I'm excited about both those guys. And to be honest, I mean, you may not look in the box scores, but watching the film, those two guys had one of their better games they had all year Saturday. In fact, that whole receiving group really, I thought, played well. But I agree completely with you. You know, Speedy and Ricky are more than talented enough guys, and I think they seems to me like they're starting to – and both of them had injuries and kind of had a couple setbacks earlier in the year, and I'm really looking forward to those guys coming in and really being a bigger impact on what we're doing to take some of the balls away from Josh and Christian.
Here in the right side middle, Suzanne.
When did y'all find out that Trevor was going to be gone for the regular season? I know he was posting on Instagram yesterday. He was looking forward to soaring and, being on the sidelines for Ole Miss. Or did you all figure out on Saturday that it would probably be a significant injury?
You never know. You don't I wouldn't want to speculate Saturday what was happening. I mean, it happened in the first quarter, and then he tried. I mean, he's such a tough kid. For this football team, he said, come on, I'm going to go back in there and give it a shot. And he just had lost some strength in his arm because of the injury. And I think it's more of a day-to-day thing, week to week, and see everybody's a little bit different on how they heal from those type of things. Basically after the doctors, everybody looked at it, we kind of found out, hey, it's a little, it's got a little sprain there, and we're going to obviously protect him and protect his career and kind of just take it day by day and see where it ends up.
And if, God forbid, something happens to Jake, is it Connor McQueen you put back in there, or do you look at Nick Starkle pretty?
No, we'll prepare. We're going to get Nick ready too. Yeah.
There in front, Brent.
I assumed it was me. Sorry.
Sure.
Hey, don't be unruly.
Oh, you see that?
It's got to go to her and then you.
Kind of mix things up a little bit. I was going to ask about Starkle, how he's looked in practice. He's obviously put on weight, and Coach Sumlin told us that, yeah, he would.
He's up to 207.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how different does he look than when he first arrived, and how has he progressed?
Hard to tell. We were very excited about him in camp, obviously. He's obviously got the skill set. As you hit the season, your focus pretty much goes on, your starter, Trevor. And so there's not a lot of reps for, he's basically throwing a little scout team and signaling on the sidelines. So he's not getting to play a whole lot. But from what we've seen in the past and the type, he's a very smart guy. He's got this obviously skill set that we really like. I'm kind of excited. It's going to be kind of fun to see how he attacks his situation.
Got time for one or two more. Ben, on the right side.
Oh, Coach, just going back to Trevor's injury. Just when he got pulled down, the Mississippi State trainers were really adamant about getting the A&M trainers over there very quickly. It's very, very rare you see that. What exactly happened on that play? It seemed like it was something very serious given how the Mississippi State trainers reacted to when he went down.
I don't know. All I saw was on film, and he was, he was getting carried out of bounds by the guy, and then they both went down, and he kind of pulled him down. And there were so many people over there, I didn't see it on film. You really can't tell. And to be honest with you, I didn't notice the trainers going, their trainers reacting at all.
We'll go Gabe and then Daryl in the back. He'll wrap us up.
He might have played his last down, but can you quantify what Trevor Knight's meant to you and the offense?
Well, hopefully he hasn't played his last down, okay? And number two is I don't think that you could have, we could have had a better guy come in the situation here and done what he's done for this program. Not only what he does on the field, but, you know, I feel like I'm giving a eulogy, but I'm really not, okay? I mean, he's still the same guy today that he was Saturday. You know, he's still, you know, one of the leader of our football team and our offense. I expect to see him. You know, now he's now he's just going to be Coach Knight for a few days, right? And get out there and really help help Jake and help Nick and Connor and those guys. But he's been an awesome guy. You guys know him. He's just got the personality and all those type of things. And so, you know, you lose what he brings to you as an athlete on the field. But, you know, we want to keep him involved so we don't lose some of the other things that he brings to our football team.
Darrell, you wrap us up.
So, Coach, just to kind of clarify, so it would be Jake, Connor, and Nick, or Jake, Nick, and Connor is not really factoring into
that? Check back with me on Thursday. Yeah, let's go through two practices, and I have a better feel for that.
So, as they said earlier, you don't really know if you'd pull the red shirt off of Nick or you'd play Connor?
You know what? I really, at this point, until we get a couple days and see how things work out these next couple days, no, Jake's our guy. We got to get somebody else ready. Connor's been here for a while, and we're gonna bring Nick up to speed. So that's kind of where we're sitting right now.